Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin. I am super excited to bring you this episode. If y'all have been following along with my social media, I want to talk about something that I feel like is very prominent right now that applies to my life, but I feel like this is an issue that a lot of people have because of the reach outs and the conversations that I have been having with you guys on social. And so I want to bring it here because I want it to be savable. I want you to be able to share this with other people who I feel like maybe are needing this. But I'm going to give you what I feel like a lot of people are searching for is permission. And I do not agree with this, but I understand it. So I feel like that means if I understand it, then that means I have to shed light on it and I have to help you work through and get past these, what I would like to feel like are limiting beliefs. So I personally have decided, I have been doing a program that has just been not agreeing with my morals, my standards, the things of what I'm showing up for. I am in a health and fitness journey because I love how it makes me feel mentally, not just physically. The physical aspects obviously go hand in hand with it, but the mental clarity that it gives me is astronomically different than whenever I would do anything else in my life. And when you find something that works, like when you know better, you do better. And this is something that has truly been a game changer for me in my life. And I take it very seriously. So I want to put this in aspects of this, but also how this would apply to your real life in the same time if you are not having this exact same battle, but the same scenario. I have been showing up and doing a program that honestly I have been dreading, and I should have saw the telltale signs that I personally had, but I felt like I had to follow the rules and do what other people were doing, and I felt like I was wrong for having a different opinion. I felt like I was less than for wanting to quit when I saw other people keep going, and it made me feel like who I was and what I was doing wasn't enough if I did not complete this program. And I don't know if you've ever felt that way about anything, not just a program, but just anything that you are doing, whether it's schooling or taking a job or going to med school. Like, I can see this applying to so many aspects of people's lives, that when they feel like they have to because somebody else has already done it, and then they find themselves miserable, then they wonder why they're not happy when they get to their goal. So I did an IGTV on this, and I feel like it's super important to bring this to light to you guys. That if you are doing something and during the journey, during the way there, whatever your end goal is, you feel like this end goal is going to make you happy. But if the work that it takes to get there, or the things that you were having to do, or the journey, all of that, if what you are doing during that process makes you miserable, I want to tell you right now, 100% without a doubt in my mind, when you reach that goal, when you get the destination, when you finish the program, when you lose the weight, when you get the abs, when you get the man, all of these things, these end goals that we seem to focus on so easily and yet so much, when you get to that point, if the journey to get there was not enjoyable, I can promise you right now that your end goal will not make you happy. It will not be the thing that is going to thrive and make you feel better about yourself. And I found myself during these last 6 weeks of this program, I genuinely have just not enjoyed it. I have not enjoyed the workouts that I have been doing. I have not had positive things to say about myself. I haven't been leaving my workouts feeling mentally clear. In all honesty, I look at my workouts as an escape. And when I wasn't receiving that, then I felt it trickle into the rest of my life. And I don't know about you, But one of the things that we think we would do is that if you've had a bad day or a bad X, Y, and Z in the beginning, you feel like, okay, well, the rest of the day, I'm going to take care of myself. When in reality, our minds seem to do the exact opposite. Almost as if you have a bad morning or a bad day starting out, instead of doing things to fix it, you almost have the mentality of like, well, I've already done this much. I might as well keep going, right? I've talked to you about this, about the Forrest Gump mentality. Sometimes it goes in the negative. Oh, I've already had a bad workout, or I didn't do a good job. I didn't burn a lot of calories. I didn't feel good in that. So I'm just going to go ahead and eat the donuts because it doesn't really matter. It's because the energy that you are getting out of the thing that you are doing is not filling your cup. It's not actually giving you the outlook and the outcome that you are hoping and praying for during the destination, right? So I found myself not loving my workouts, not showing up as the best version of me. So then it was trickling into the rest of my day. Like, I guess I won't really read my book. I guess I won't really do this. I won't do the things that I know align with the goals. And my actions were not aligning with the goals that I was saying I was having. Because here's the thing, friends. You can say you want A, B, and C, but if your daily actions don't align to that, you are not going to reach that goal. So I was telling myself, I want to be this best version of me. I want to do this. I want to do that. Yeah, I was eating not to my best ability. I was not putting good into my body. I was not consuming as much personal development as I should. And then I was wondering why I wasn't feeling good the next day. Coming to a workout, I wasn't getting the release. It was almost like the freaking chair that's in your bedroom and you put one shirt on it and you're going to get it later. Then you're going to put one shirt on it. And then it's like, before you know it, you have a huge freaking mountain. You hate laundry and then you just like throw it away, right? Here is what happens. When you don't have something that gives you that release, all of those bad habits, those bad things that you are personally doing to yourself, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, all of the things, if you are not getting that release, all of the bad drama, the bad feelings, all the emotions, they are just going to pile up until you burst. And I felt that myself. And it was like, here is the difference, what I feel like in the beginning of a journey and growth. And I tell you guys this, I will share my struggle so that other people can find success sooner. This is me, what I'm doing right now. It is not that you are exempt from having those negative thoughts. You're not exempt from having bad days. You're not exempt from having ill feelings. But what happens is when you grow, you are able to recognize the slump, recognize the downhill, like recognize the things that you are just putting into your life that are not blessing you. And when you can recognize it, you can stop and you can change paths. And I don't know if that applies to you in your job or that applies to you in your relationship, but if you can stop and recognize where it is that is making you feel and build up these things, if you can change that course of action, I promise you it's not a long road back. It's not this big, huge journey. It is you taking care of you and showing up for you. And before you know it, you feel better. So I literally took the decision, I'm going to go ahead and do a different workout program. And like I said, this may not apply exactly to you of a workout, but this is what it applied to me and how much of a difference it made in the ripple effects of my life. So today was my day one of another program that I know I physically can do. It is one that pushes me mentally. It is one that lets me get in that zone. It gives me that release that I crave. And because of that, whenever I was done with that, I wanted to be more productive. I wanted to eat better. I wanted to get more stuff done throughout the day. Whereas before, whenever it was kind of like, what's the point? Then I was just feeling myself feel that way throughout the rest of the aspects of my life. So if you are finding yourself feeling like you're run down, feeling like you're not enough, feeling like what you do doesn't matter, maybe reverse engineer and go back and ask yourself, where is the release that you're not getting? What are you craving? What are you needing to make you feel better that you're not getting? If you can reverse back to that and recognize that you can make one simple change that is going to completely change the direction. It's just like a ship, friends. One little movement is going to change a complete course of action. Yet so many times we get in our head that it's going to take so long to get back on track. It's going to get so long for you to get back to your goals or work like this, work with your team, build a bigger business. Like you think it's going to take so long. When in reality, it's just one small step after the other. And it's just the one step at a time that truly makes a difference. So I'm going to ask you, do a little evaluation, backtrack what you're doing, what you're thinking. Why do you feel like this negative downhill spiral is happening, or you feel like you aren't going to want to show up for the things that you normally bring you joy? If you are finding what it is that is making you not feel your best, if you can change just that one thing, I can promise you it will have a ripple effect through the rest of your freaking day. So you guys, take this into action. Take it right now. Don't sit on it. Don't wait on it. Think back. What is the thing that is not blessing you, and change that? Because I can promise you that's where you're going to find your source of happiness. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.